Okay, today's daf is Sota Daf Lamed Tes, and we are on Lamed Ches Mabeis. We're still within the days of discussing Birchas Kohanim and other related inyanim, and we will start with Lamed Ches Mabeis. We just had the 8 statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, most of them regarding Birchas Kohanim. Every Kohen that gives a bracha gets a bracha. Hashem is misave for Birchas Kohanim. It's a very special mitzvah, as we discussed. It's a mitzvah that the Mavarech and the Mizvarech are involved in, the Sefer Charedim. The Kohen has to go up by Avoda. We spoke about Avoda on a Daraisa level. Is there Avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash, which we assume, according to most, yes, even though some of the Achronim had the suggestion not. We had the view of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who said that Tefillah is a kiyum de araisa, even if you hold that the chiyuv is only de rabbanan b'chol yom, based on this gemara, that avoda is de araisa, so birchas kohanim has to be within an avoda recognized on a de araisa level. And then we saw a couple of other ha'aras that he had in terms of tsarei ayin and egla arufa, which by the Hashem we will get back to later in the Masechta. So we're on the second wide line on Lamed Chesam Abeis. Amar of Simloi. Beis HaKnesa Shekula Kohanim. Kulan Olon Leduchen. It's the all Kohen city. There are only Kohanim in the city. A shul, it's only Kohanim. So what do you do about Berachas Kohanim? Says the Rev Simloi, they all go up to Duchen. They all go up to fulfill the bracha, to fulfill the mitzvah. Lamim Avarchen. So who's getting the bracha? They're giving a bracha to an empty shul. So who gets the bracha? Amar Bizera, La'acheihem Shebesados. To their brothers in the fields. Meaning they don't have to be in front of them. Anybody out there, anyone, anywhere, is included in the bracha. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that really true? Vatani Abba, Breder of Minyamin Barchia, Am Shachore Kohanim, Einon Bechlal Bracha. The Gemara, or the statement, is quoted at the end of Rosh Hashanah as well. The people behind the Kohanim are not Bechlal the Bracha. We'll talk about that a little bit later in terms of size. But if you're behind the Kohanim, you're not included. So you see, you have to be right in front of the Kohanim. So how could the people outside the shul be better than people in the shul behind the Kohanim? Is that possible? Says the Gemara, yes. Lokasha, ha da'anisi, ha da'lo anisi. It depends. Are they ne'enas or no? If there are people in the shul, then they should go in front of the Kohanim. And if they're behind the Kohanim, they're not ne'enas and they're not included in the bracha. It's kind of their fault. Masha'ekin, if they're anus, they're not able to come into the shul, so they're included in the bracha as well. They're included in the bracha. Period. Stop there for a moment. There is a thought in a number of achronim. Rav Sternbach has this in his first volume of Shubas on Haggis. Why is it important that it's his first volume? Because he was still in South Africa when he wrote this volume. So he writes there in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed, Mishtokikim Anu Ma'od Leberchas Kohanim. We are we desire very much, right? He is a descendant of the Gra, so we already learned about how the Gra wanted it so badly. So Mishtoki Yimanu, Shikara Berchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma Yidei Kohanim, V'chaser Lanu Kan V'chutz La'aretz, She'ein Notz in Kapayim Kol Hashana. But it's chaser in Chutz La'aretz, where we don't duchin every day. What are we supposed to do? Aval Ha'emes, Sha'am Shebesados, Da'anisi B'chal HaBracha. But as we know, the Gemara says in Sota, Lamed Chesam Abeis, that we're included. We're like the Amshe Besados, Sheinim Yecholom Lavo, V'achanami B'chutz La'aretz, Shein Lano Nesias Kapayim, Eike Alkeinu Anusim, U'mekablin Birchas Elokeinu Yisparach Shmo, Derech Eretz Yisrael. So we get it through Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Sternbach. Amnam, but then he says, is that really true? Mitzadeirani De'efshar, De'ikar Birchas Kohanim La'osam Shein Lefneim Dafka. It's only the people who are in front of them. O letzibur shabaoso makom dafka da anisi velo bosha daito alehem. Right? No, it's the people who are in the town that couldn't come. Avo meola mein ikar berchas on lolam kulo. Doesn't say the brach is on Jews in the other side of the world. It says la'am shebesados. Does that mean that I'm in any field anywhere? It means the people in the vicinity that couldn't come. Aval ima koanim. But if the Kohanim do have Kavana for someone else in the entire world, so then it would work. It's just that Stam Das is only for people who were in Asakudakam and people in the vicinity. But people who are somewhere else totally and they're not in the Kavan of the Kohanim, then they would not be included. Aval Makohanim Miskavim Kishimavarch Matzibur Aleze Yochin, Sha'anus Milavo Shubachutz Laretz, Umifartim Lifnei Nesias Kapayim Shevir Chasam Alav, and they mention the name, Moel Yoser Lakaba Verchaz Hashem Shu'anus Milavo Vadaitam Alav. But wherever you are in the world, even though it's limited, and Ramosha Feinstein also writes this, that he thinks it's only the people who are in the vicinity and close by, they're included. You're not going to say that all of Am Yisrael, the Gemara doesn't say, L'chol Am, that aren't in anywhere in the world. No. And therefore, says Rav Sternbach, this is the deal that I have with Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael. Ukshani b'chutz la'aretz, no'ag ani l'vakesh, shnei Kohanim yuchasim b'Eretz Yisrael. He found two Kohanim Yuchasim in Eretz, not just Kohanim Yuchasim in Eretz Yisrael. Lefnei Nesias Kapayim Lefareit Shemi Ulechaved Beverchasam Yom Yom Alai. I get two Kohanim every day to have me in mind. Lekabel Bazeh Berchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kohanim. Umishalem Ani Lahem. I pay them. Dafke Yizeh Schum Lahazkirem Alkach. Uladaiti Kishemavarchin Shchini Imahim Ukshemafareit Shem Eze Yehudi Shiniyacholavu Mispalo Shkam Huyikabel HaBrachah. And therefore, that is what he did, I guess, until the time that he came to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that is, I don't know, think that is the minhag of most, but that was Rav Sternbach's own nihug before he came to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, maybe still he tells people to have him in mind, even though he's still in shul. Either way, he's elderly now, and I may have an esrim. Okay, so says the Gemara. If you have the whole city of Kohanim, they all go up, and even though there's nobody in the shul, they're still bechlal. The Amshe Besados are still bechlal the bracha. V'hatani, continuing the Gemara, Rav Simi mi Birta de Shichori. That's the name of a place. Beis Akadasa Shekula Kohanim, Miksasan Olon and Miksasan Onin, Amen. Oh, we have another statement. The Brisa says that if there's a city, a shul that's all Kohanim, some go up and do Berchas Kohanim, and some stay and answer Amen, and pretend like they're Yisraelim. Lokasha had ishtayer beyasara had lo ishtayer beyasara. Well, it depends if there are 10 left answering amen. There's a special kiyum of 10 answering amen, and therefore, if there are going to be 10 answering amen, it means there's more than that number in the shul. So then, 3 kohanim go up, and 10 can answer amen, and everything works out. But if there aren't going to be 10, so then you might as well have everybody go up. That is what the chiluk is. In terms of when there are 10. Rashi says, Ishtayer be'asara, miksas and olon l'duchin, if there are going to be 10. V'asara onin amein, lo ishtayer be'asara, there are going to be 10, lo chashiv bracha l'chudaihu. Then it's not chashiv enough to be answered, and therefore everybody would go up, and you would leave the bracha to bichal on the am shebesados. Now, quite a wonder, you know, why should this be? Right, because there are 10 to have a kiyum of amen, so we're going to be mevatel a mitzvah del raisa from the kohanim that aren't going to be able. Right, if there are 10, so then some kohanim stay and get blessed. Stay and get blessed. Why? That's not fair. What if the kohanim who aren't doing it are being mevatel the mitzvah? You know, why should that be the halacha? Madua explains the Bir Halacha talks about this a little bit. Other achronim, why bishul anias amin ba'asara bitlu misas asei daraisa mimiksas kohanim? Why should that be? Unless you say that it's not a full, complete birchas kohanim daraisa, unless there are 10 answering, and therefore if it's not going to be a daraisa anyway, it's only going to be a derabanan. So welcome derabanan. You want to have 10 answering? That's what it seems to be. Something that there's a special chalos when there are 10 answering amen to the Berchas Kohanim. And if not, that you're lacking something so crucial that you'll even be mevatel some Kohanim from giving the bracha if you could get that achievement of having 10 people answer. Either way, yeah.
If you have still the 10, including the Kohanim, they'll be Shamei Kohanim, but even the Kohanim that are still out there, they'll be part
of. I don't think it could be Shamei Kohanim. If you're acting like the Mevarech, I don't think you could also be counted as the Mizbarech. Right, even if you are the Kohanim, there's nobody. You can't wear two hats. You can't wear two hats at one time. So if there are some people in the crowd, right, then you can't. I don't think you'd be counted as the Kohen giving the Mevarech. And the Sefer Chidushim Ubiurim, Shemin HaTorah Ein Berchas Kohanim El Akshish Mizbarchim Hashomen Es Habracha V'Kasher Mevarchim Es Ha'am Shevesado Zeo Rak Midirabanan. V'itachin Shei Sachar Tzorah Min HaTorah Ba'asara Kos Havarchos B'nei Yisrael Ein B'nei Yisrael P'chusim Me'asara. Maybe you have that. We said yesterday, maybe the only kiyum of Kohanim is when you have at least two Kohanim giving the bracha. So now, the ultimate state of Birchas Kohanim is when you have at least two giving the bracha, you have at least 10 listening to the bracha, you call out to, and say Kohanim to the Kohanim, giving the bracha. That's the ultimate. So you have to have at least 12 people in shul in order to be able to have the full Birchas Kohanim. Well, as long as the Kohen is, if the Chazan is answering, the Chazan is saying, but I guess he assumes he's also considered one of the listeners, because he just leads the Kohanim into what they say. Okay, so let's continue now. Now we have Amen, not Amen. Here we go. Gufa, Tana, Abba, Bredra, Minyamin, Barchia, Am Shachore Kohanim, Eina Bechlal Bracha, the Am that's behind the Kohanim, not included in the Bracha. Says the Gemara, Pshita. So what does that mean? Behind the Kohanim, we know it's a problem. What about Pshita Ariche Ba'ape Gutse? If you are somebody tall, Ba'ape Gutse, in front of somebody who's short, Lo Mifsiki. People aren't going to be mafsik between you and the Kohanim. Right? If I'm in front of the Kohanim, I'm in the sixth row behind some tall people, so that's not called a hefsik. Even though I can use my friend's hand for a head covering to make a bracha, and that's called something on top of me, but if it's in between me and the Kohanim, you know, that's not a problem. Teva, lo mifsuka, and also the teva. The teva usually in Chazal means the aron. They might have had a movable aron, or an aron that was not totally in the front. Picture an aron that is near the bima, in front of the bima, in the middle of the shul. Right? The bimas were always in the middle. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, where he writes, Chadashim Ikar of Bo, that there are those that want to move the bima to the front of the shul. The Chasam Sofer thinks it's Chukos HaAkum, because in the churches, that is where the action takes place, all the way in the front of the shul, and a lot of the reform movement wanted to copy other religions, so he has a very Chariv tshuva, about making sure that the bima is in the middle, like the Mizbeach. So, let's say the Aron and the Bima are right in the middle. So, that's also not a problem. The Aron is not a hefsik between a person and the Kohanim. Mechitza mai. What about a mechitza? What about a pillar? What about a wall? Is that going to be a problem? I'm standing behind a pillar in the shul. If I see it happens to be behind a pillar, in between. So, is that a problem? Says the Gemara, Tashma, Damar B'Shua ben Levi, Afilu mechitza shel barzel, Eina mafsekes ben Yisrael, La'avim shabashamayim. There's no hefsik. There's no problem. Even an iron wall is not mafsik between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look in Tosfos at the end of Tosfos Mechitza, goes on to the next Amud. Tosfos is but 1 minute. The Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Beis, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, Nifsika Chomas Barzel Ben Yisrael, Avim Shema Shemayim. Right, the end of the Tosfos says, the Gemara says in Brachas, since the Churban HaBayis, there's a big wall between us and Hashem. Right, so what do you mean? There is a wall. The Gemara says, "Oh, there's no wall. There is a wall." So says Tosfos, "No, there's a difference." That Gemara over there is talking about tefillah. There's a certain element of tefillah that we don't have post Churban. We don't have that special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of Kabbalas HaTfilos. Says Tosfos, but it does. Berachas Kohanim. It's not called a wall. It's not called a wall when you're talking about a physical wall. Our Gemara is asking about a physical wall. Physical walls are in mafsik. But spiritual walls, post-Churban, so that we definitely have. So walls are in mafsik. There is one thing that is mafsik, though. My Rebbe likes to quote an Arches Chaim. The Arches Chaim in Hilchas Kiddushin. Rav Aaron Milunel, when he's discussing Sheva Brachas, and he's discussing Shehakol Bara Lechvoto. Everything is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is, everything is created for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Lichvodo, Ki Kvod Hashem B'Simchas HaNefesh. Why do you have to say that at a wedding? Because there's such great simcha. Because the greatest covenant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when a Jew is B'Simcha. Kedei Shetia Muchenes L'Kabel Mehodo. So, when we are B'Simcha, then we are ready to accept God's grace. Ki Hayagon Sosem Mekore HaNefesh. When we are upset, when we are despondent, that closes the pores in our soul that are connected to Hashem. Vehi mechitza mafsekas bein ola vein elokeha. And that's a mechitza. That's a mechitza that's mafsek. She'ein ra'ui la'adam she'yichos rak she'yikabel gzeres Hashem me'ahava. She'kol mi she'nosein machsheves hayagon belibo karov lichpar b'shem yisbarach. Wow. When we get angry or upset about something, that's a reflection. It's very hard, but it's a reflection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in charge. If we believe that Hashem was in charge of everything, So we would believe Gamz Lotova called David Rachman Latav Avid. It's a very high level, but the Shulchan Aruch says it. The end of Chelik Beis of Mishnah Brura. And we have to recognize that everything comes from Hashem. Rabbi Pielyon Lotetzi Haros Vatov, Yirmiyo Anavi said. So we have to recognize that. So when there's Yagon, when we're upset, when we're not feeling it, so that's a Mechitza Mafsekes. Right? We're only when we're on, when we're focused, when we're Besimcha, so then we can accomplish so much more. When we're upset, we're down, we're much slower, we're much less effective in terms of anything. In terms of anything that we're involved in, any project, getting ready for Shabbos, right? Anything, when we're on, when we're focused, when we're besimcha, so we get a lot more accomplished. And that's what he says, Yagon, and Atzvos is a Yetzahara, which we all have to overcome. And that's a Mechitza Mavdalis, Ben Aviyam Shabbat Shamayim. But a physical wall is not Mavdalis. That's what we learn from our Gemara. Good. Ibai Luhu, second to last line. Tzadin Mahu, what about on the sides? Behind the Kohanim is no good. What about on the side of the Kohanim? Amar Abba Mar Baravashi Tashma Tetzan. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Para. Niskavin Lahazos Lafana Vihizal Acharav. We know in order to become tar, but the Kohen sprinkles from the ashes of the Paraduma on day 3 and day 7 on the one who is Tamei. And he has to have kavana when he sprinkles. Rashi here says he has to have kavana to be mitaher, not even just the kavana for the maisa. Rashi on the second line, the beinan kavana latara, tichsiv hizaha tahara latamei sheyehe miskavein lo. He has to have kavana for the tahara, which is more than just the act. So if he had kavana to sprinkle on someone in front of him, v'hizal achorav, and by mistake, he was lifting up his finger to sprinkle, and it went backwards, and it went to somebody behind him who also needed to become tahor la'achra v'hizal lafanav hazasop psula. Front to back or back to front, that's pasul, because he didn't have kavana for that tahara. Lafanav v'hizal al hatstadin shebefanav hazasok shera. But if you had in mind in front, and it went to the sides front, right, in his vision, basically, so then kavana, then hazaso, then it is kosher, right? That's how Rashi reads the Gemara, that even though it's not mamish in front of him, but this is good enough, and that's why. So to Rashi says, hakanami haomdin bitstadin shel kohen hey menu v'lahalon bechal brachin, as long as they're basically side front, the kshalafan of dami. But if it's behind, then it might be good enough. So that's why the minhag many is to move up anyway, just to be safe, that you're not bechlau achore hakonim. We want to be involved in front of the bracha, right? As long as it's in the vision, right? It's not exactly the same, but it comes up once in a while, where the balkore starts in the wrong spot, right? You think there's a Thruva Yadabers, or there's two Kiseitzes, or Naso, right? You start in the wrong spot. So does he have to make a new bracha, Shalafaneha? So the psak is, as long as it was open to the spot, as long as you opened it, two or three columns, as long as it was somewhere in the open, then the evidence, okay, it was in the vision. It was in the vision. Like here, it was in the vision of the Kohanim, so therefore it is okay. Amarava Barav Huna, Kivan Sheniftach. We have two or three other halachas here having to do with Kriyas HaTorah. Why is this here? Difficult to know. Must be, Rabbi Bar Avuna was talking earlier, so it's brought here, but we'll have a little section about Kriyas HaTorah, and then we get back to Berchas Kohanim. But two or three lines. Kivan Sheniftach Sefer Torah, once the Sefer Torah is opened, Aser L'Saper Afilu B'Dvar Halacha. It's Aser to talk, and learning. Not allowed to talk when the Sefer Torah is open. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Rashi says, Ube Ezra Ksiv, because we know Ezra and Nehemiah are one Sefer, and Rashi often, when he knows Ezra and Nehemiah are not the most commonly learned Svarim. So Rashi quotes, this is an Ezra, right? We discussed a couple of days ago the difficulty why Rashi says, on Lamed Vavim Abayis, V'yidgul Aro B'Kerav Haaretz. Rashi quotes, that's the bracha of the Yaakov Gaiv Menashe and Ephraim. So all the Achronim jump. What? That we don't know. We don't know a Pasuk in Vayechi. Hamalach HaGoel. Come on, everybody knows that Pasuk. So they're bothered. Why does Rashi say there? Have to explain it to us. Here nobody's bothered, because everybody realizes that Ezra is not such a common Sefer, Ezra Nehemiah, all the way at the end of Ksuvim. In any case, Shneamar. Uvep, how do you know that you're not allowed to talk when the Torah is open? Shneamar. Uvep pischo amdo kol ha'am. When they opened the Torah, amdu kol ha'am, the whole am stood. But what does stood there mean? Ve'in amida el shtika. But stood there does not mean amida. Sometimes amida can mean being quiet. Shneamar. Vahochalti, as it says in Eov, ki lo yidaberu ki amdu lo anu ot. So you see, Lashon Amida, which means they didn't say anything. V'bzeira Amar Rav Chisda Me'acha, a different pshat, different pasuk, v'aznei kala'am el Sefer HaTorah. The ears went to the Sefer Torah. Right? That's the Adkan, the parenthetical Kriyas HaTorah. But once we're here, we have to talk about it. Right? There's important elements to mention in terms of talking. First, the Ben Yoyada says that, even before that, Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean when the Torah is open? When the Torah opens, you can't talk. So Rashi says that means when the Baal Kori starts reading. That's what it really means. It doesn't really mean when it's open, but when the Baal Kori starts reading, Ukesha Hischil, Rashi says. He has in one word. When he starts. When he starts, that's when we assume the halacha is. The others, there's some, the Meiri here, and others say maybe it's even earlier when the Torah is opened. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Mem Vav, quotes Rashi here, that it's when the Torah starts reading. Aser, Lotzeis, well, there's another halacha, you're not allowed to leave the Sefer Torah when it is open. Kivat Shehizchel HaKorei Likros BaSefer Torah, Aser Lo Sabra Afilu B'Divrei Torah. That's the halacha quoting Rashi's version of the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote once it's open. Once the Baal Kori starts reading, so then it's usher to talk. Usher to talk. Even Divrei Torah, it is usher to talk. The Magen Avram, Mishah she niftach sefer Torah. Afilo lo hischil adayin akori likros. Gam ken usher. Right, we always have to know when things start. Right? We can already start when the Sefer Torah opens. It's also just parenthetically, it's a misconception. People think, well, let's say by Meiriv sometimes. I'm in the middle of a conversation before Meiriv. The Baal Kori says Baruch Hu. I answer Baruch Hu. Then I finish my conversation and then I start Birchas Kriya Shema. No, right when Baruch Hu, when I answer Baruch Hu, the post can say, that's when I have to stop. Right? There's no talking after Baruch Hu. Oh, I didn't start yet. It's okay. I can finish the conversation first. No, it starts by Baruch Hu. So the Magen Avraham says, it starts when you open the Torah. Even if you didn't start, but the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says, it is only once the Baal Kori starts reading. If you look in Tosfos wonders here, but what do you mean? If you remember the first parak in Brachos, Rav Sheshes turned around and learned during Kriyas HaTorah. So how is he allowed to do that? Tosfos has three days here, other Rishonim have other days, and they're all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. All of these limitations are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos says, right here, Makshinon, second wide line. Eas Parakama de Brachis, Armor of Sheshes, Avi Mahadar, Api Vagaris. He used to turn around. Inu biditu, Vanan bididan. They're laning and I'm learning. So, various answers given. Number one, Mahadar Api Shiny. If you turn around, maybe it's different. He doesn't think he was talking here. Just as he was learning. For sure can't be talking. So he said, number one, maybe he turned around, that's what he was able to learn. Number two, maybe Rav Sheshes was blind, and therefore he was putter from Kriyas HaTorah. Unbelievable. Or maybe like Rabbi Nachmanal says, maybe Dafgur of Sheishas because of Torasso Umnaso. He learned every single second. Okay, so the Mitzvah Durabban and the Birch of Kriyas HaTorah, he also didn't take part in. But ever today? Forget it, of course. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes all of these. The Shulchan Aruch says, Avo bedivrei Torah, afilu bin gavra legavra, even to talk about Torah between Aliyos, afilu im hishlim huaparsha. V'yesh matirim ligos balachash. Some say you can learn quietly. V'yesh omrim dim yesh asara detzaisi. Another day in the Rishonim, as long as there are at least 10 other people listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, then I can learn. V'yesh matirim l'misha Torah so umnaso. V'yesh matirim v'chulu. All these different days. But this is all the poskim say is really b'di'evet. V'hanachon neshulchan aruch ends off. Shebachol ha-parshios ro'i le-medaktek bidvarav le-chavein daito u-le-shamam mi-pi ha-kore. It's really best to listen, to be medaktek, and to listen to every single word that is alained. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Shla HaKadosh and the Vilna Gaon and others regarding that. Right? There's no, right? You look at the great Gdolei Ador, every second they were learning, they did not learn during Kriyas HaTorah. They did not learn during Kriyas. Moshe Feinstein used to have a Mishnayos open. He learned Mishnah at his seat every free moment between the Aliyos. Right when the laning started, he quickly looked into his Chumash and he followed along. That's what the great The greats go like the lechadchila of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ben Yehoyada writes, just a two-liner Ben Yehoyada. We know the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kufdalin, all about the Aleph base. I remember it's about the Aleph base because it's the code of the Jewish alphabet, Kufdalin and Shabbos. And every letter there means something. Aleph, Bina, Gemol, Dalim. So there it says, Pepasuch, Pesasum. Right, there are two pays. Right, there's an open pay and a closed pay. So says the Ben Yehoyada, it's a remiss to this Gemara. Pek, sheyesh pep sucha shel chazen legros b'sefer Torah, tzorach shatiyah peshel atzibur stuma. Right? The open mouth of the chazen is the closed mouth of the tzibur. And the opposite also. When they stop, when the chazen stops, maybe that's when you can learn Torah. But it's clear though, interestingly, says the Mordechai, you look at this Gemara, the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Ezra, u'bepischo amdu kol ha'am. When the Torah was open and read, the whole Am stood, but the Gemara says explicitly that you don't take that literally. So, says the Mordechai, you see from here that you do not have to stand during Kriyas HaTorah, because it's Bedafka. The pasuk that sounds like you're supposed to stand is taken to mean that you don't have to stand, even though there are others that read the pasuk as, oh, you have to stand. It says Ba'amdo, and that's a machlokes. Machlokes in the Rishonim, whether one has to stand during laning. Right, the Beis Yosef at the end of Kuf Mem Vav quotes the Mordechai, quotes this Mordechai who is Medayik in Argamara. They don't have to stand. Because Argamara says, Amdo here just means to be quiet. And the tour quotes that, the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai to explain that tour. But if you look in the Bach and others, they say, maybe there is the Lachachila, and that's the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Ein Tzarach Lamun Meumad Beisha Korin BaTorah, and the Rama quotes the Yesh Machmirin VaOmdim VaChein Asa Maharam. Right, the Maharam, they also say he quotes the day of standing, the Pri Chadash and the Gras say you could sit. Right, different minhagim, everybody should follow their minhag. But this is for the laning. For the Baruchu, so then all poskim say you should stand. Right, for the Baruch was Hashem Avarach. We stand for Ashkenazim. We stand up for the Dvarim Shebekdusha. That's another Shebekdusha to stand up, and then one can sit for the Aliyah itself. So that is the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber and the Ramah at the end of Simin Kuf Mem Vav. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we are back to Birchas Kohanim. It's still in Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah, so it's all of these halachas are within the same volume. Good. Va'amar Rav Shmuel ben Levi, kol kohen shelo nata yadav lo yisa es kapav. Any kohen who does not wash his hands is not allowed to do the mitzvah of Berchas Kohanim. One of the few mitzvos, they have to wash your hands, but what did washing your hands beforehand have to do with it? Right? You don't have to wash your hands before you shake a lulav, specifically. You don't have to wash your hands before you blow shofar. All of a sudden, Berchas Kohanim could be the only mitzvah, besides Kohanim doing the avodah in the Mikdash. Right, there's a separate mitzvah. But why do you have to wash your hands? So the answer is because, first of all, it's a pasuk. Shenamar, su yideichem kodesh uvarchu as Hashem. Lift up your hands uvarchu as Hashem. And we say that means washing, but also the bracha is going out through the hands of the Kohanim. The bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it has to be clean. It has to be pure. And therefore, one has to wash their hands. Rashi quotes here, when do you have to wash your hands? Lefnei aloso leduchen. Right before. Before duchening. Before Berchas Kohanim, one needs to wash their hands. Tosfos quotes a Rashi in the name of his Rebbe. Tosfos Yibra Maskel Ko. Pirish Rashi, Amarli Rebbe, Im Nato Yadav Shachris, V'nithar HaKohen, Eino Tzarech Lito Yadav, Kishaolo Loduchen. He quotes Rashi in the name of his Rebbe. As long as you wash your hands in the morning, and you made sure your hands didn't become dirty, then it's also okay. And Tosfos quotes, I think that must have been a mistaken student that wrote that, because that's not what Rashi says here. Ukimidume shehu atak mehagos talmud. Shehari ein l'shono mashmakach. Right? That's not what it says here. To pirish, to shlonu atal ladav, lefnei alos l'duchin. Tosfos had our Rashi. Mashma mamish samuch. Right, and Tosfos continues and quotes other Gemaras, which seems to tell us that it's got to be right beforehand. Got to be right beforehand. There are those that discuss, what if you have a Kohen who always has a longer Shmoneh Esrei, and he only always finishes like right before, and he knows he has a longer Shmoneh Esrei, but he's always going to have to run out? So there the poskim say that you wash your hands right before Baruch Hu. You know, as close, it just means that you can't use the one in the morning. But if you have one right now and you want to do Brechas Kohanim, you want to be able to go up right afterwards. You're not going to have time to run out. So then Kohanim are allowed to do that too, right? Right before Baruch Hu, they could wash their hands, and that could count. It's just the one that in the morning should not count. Interesting here.
If they can't wash, then should they not do Brechas Kohanim?
If they cannot wash their hands, they don't do Brechas Kohanim. That's what it says here. It says here. If you don't, if lo nata yadav, then lo yisa es kapav. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, quoted here in Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Vav. Sif Vav in the Shulchan Aruch, and Kuf Chav Ches is the long sim in all about Berchas Kohanim, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Ava Mishanolu Kohanim Yideim Shachris, Chozrim Vinotlin Yideim Araperek, Shulchibur Yadazroa. Who washes the hands? So it's interesting that this is not in the Gemara. It's not in the Gemara. Who's supposed to wash the Kohanim's hands? But the Beis Yosef in the Bach quoted. It's a Zohar. The Zohar says that the Levi washes the hands. That's the Zohar here in Kuf Chavav Sif Vav. The Beis Yosef quotes the Zohar. Leviim Shehem Kadoshim Yu Yotzkim Mayim Ayilei Kohanim Shehem Kadoshim V'kodem Lachen Yitol HaLevi Yadav. Ha. And then the Beis Yosef also says that the Leviim should wash the hands first because they're pouring the water onto the Kohanim, so they wash their hands first. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Leviim don't have the minhag to do that as long as they wash their hands in the morning. But Heichi, the Bach says, Heicha the Hesis HaLevi Daito, Hesiach Daito, if the Levi had Hesach Adas and he might be touching the water that he's pouring on the Kohen's hands, so he should wash his hands as well. What if there are no Kohanim or no Leviim? So the Bach quotes from the Machzor Yashon in the name of the Maharim Mulin, B'makim she'en Leviim Rakohanim, Oz im yesh bechor yitin mayim lekohanim l'netilo la'alos l'duchin. So then the bechor, the firstborn, why? Ha'bechor k'shu peter rechem shu kadosh nichnach tachaz alevi v'yotzik mayim al yidei hakohanim. Says the Bach. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Levi yotzik mayim al yideihem v'kodem lachem yitol Levi yadav. The Shulchan Aruch says, and the Ramah says, "V'lo noagu halaviim lito yadeim tchila rak samchon and tilos and shachris." As long as it, but the Bechor is not in the Shulchan Aruch, right? That's only in the Achronim. The Bach and the later Achronim say the Bechor comes the next. If there's nobody, the Kohen washes his own hands. Let's say the Kohen goes out and they thought there was a Levi, but there's nobody outside, so the Kohen should wash his own hands, right? That's the none of those are ma'akev. Just the din of washing is ma'akev. Weiter. Shalom tamidav ezer blazer ben shamua, b'me arachta yamim, they ask the blazer ben shamua, right? This is quoting from Megillah also, right? Where they ask all the Amoraim. So, in what zechus did you have arichas yamim? B'me arachta yamim, amar lohen. So he quotes, b'yamay lo asisi v'esakneses kapandaria. I never took a shortcut through a shul. Never took a shortcut through a shul. All the Rishonim say, isn't that meikar adin? What do you mean? That's so great? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do it. Maybe it's a top. Maybe he didn't even do that in a way that it was mutter. I saw that you could go into a shul and sit down and say a pasuk and walk through, or letzarech mitzvah, right? So maybe even in the cases where it was mutter, you went around. Velo pasati al roshi am kadosh. I never walked on the heads of the nation. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, as we have this elsewhere, they used to have, let's say, all of the Talmidim sitting on the floor. The Rebbe has to walk through the crowd to get to the front where he's going to sit. So it appears as if he's walking on top of them because they were sitting on the floor. Right? Misavak ba'afar aglehem. That the adiavak. So he never even did that because it kind of looks like he's walking on them. So what did he do? He made sure to get there early. Got there early so he wouldn't have to walk in between them. And finally, v'lo nasasi kapi b'lo bracha. I never did Berchas Kohanim. He was a Kohen. He never did that without a bracha, right? So again, of course, what's so great about that? Before every mitzvah, you make a bracha, right? So there are various answers given. If you look in the Biurei Hadaf here, he quotes 17 answers to this question, to this pshat of why is it that, what's the gablus that he didn't say a bracha. He quotes that maybe this the Meiri, he quotes that he didn't say the extra Yehi Ratzon beforehand that we're going to have, that the bracha should be chal. Not the bracha itself, of course the bracha. Right? Or even if he would duchin many times during the day. Right? He said a bracha each and every time. He didn't rely on the bracha that was said earlier. Or this is the Meiri in Megillah. He added on a little bit. It's not Baal Tosif, but he added on all different answers given. But there's one answer, beautiful answer given, and that is, we mentioned this idea in past, in other contexts, and that is, why don't you make a birchas hamitzvah on benching? Before I bench, why don't I say, Asher HaKadoshadim Zav Zvan Alorach HaLamazon, and then bench? Why? Why don't you make a bracha on tefillah? According to the Rambam, davening every day is mitzvah daraisa. Rabban, derabanan. Before we daven, we should make a bracha. Asher HaKadoshadim Zav Zvanu Lehispala B'chol Yom. Why? Because you don't make a bracha on a bracha. If a mitzvah itself is a bracha, or it's done in the context of a bracha, then chazar were not masakin, a separate bracha on that. So birchas kohanim is a bracha. It doesn't look like a bracha. Bracha Hashem Yishmerecha, but it's a bracha. So maybe that's why you would have thought that you don't have to make the bracha on the bracha. Kamashmon, that was his chiddush. I was very medactic. Right, we mentioned that the Maisa Nisim, the Nesivus quotes that in the beginning of his Agadah. That's why you don't make a bracha on Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim. Because that mitzvah is done in the context of other brachos. It has to be done al Seder HaBrachos. Right, and that's why the Baal Amar quotes in Rosh Hashanah that in the olden days, they never made, when they didn't have Tkiyas Demiyushav, they did not make a bracha on Tkiyas Shofar. Because it was within, say, in Shmoneh Esrei. Tzkiyas HaSeder HaBrachos. They didn't make a separate bracha. It was done in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. There are many examples of this. Kriya Shema, there's no bracha. Because it's done, I'll say there are brachas along with the brachas. Other examples. But that is, that's another answer why we would have thought that there's no bracha in Birchas Kohanim. Kamashmon, there is. And you have to say it. Because it's not a usual type of a bracha. Mai mevarech vayter in the Gemara. What bracha do we say? Amar Bizeira, Amar Chizda, Asher kedushana v'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu levarech hazamo Yisrael bi'ahava. Right, with love. The Rambam quotes this, and the Mishnah Lamelech also that when the Kohanim eat truma and bikurim, they're also going to say this bracha. Asher kedushana v'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol es truma. Right, when Kohanim eat truma, that's the bracha that they're going to say bikurim v'chulu. What's the source? What's the source for having to do this ba'ahava, with love? What is the source? So again, various suggestions given in the Achronim. Reuch v'shaprola says, panim al panim. Right, we learned that earlier. It has to be face to face. That reflects love. The Kedushas Levi says that your kohanim, when they give a bracha, their hand, that their palms are facing down, not facing up. Facing up means that they want to get something. Facing down, that means they're nesina, it's giving. So that's the love. All the other suggestions. I saw in the Sharm Mitzvah Balacha here, he quotes the Chozem Lublin. The Chozem Lublin, who says that Amor, we find, means love. Love. Where do we have Amor? Es Hashem Ha'amarta Hayom. Remember the Gemara, the Pasuk in Kisavo, and the Gemara in Brachas. Hashem Ha'amarta Hayom. He designated you. He loved you. Amor, that Shorish, has to do with love. Amar Lohem, we say to the Kohanim. That's love. Even in French, when French, right? Amor means love, right? It's the same shorish, the same, so that's what you find that a couple of, times. Amor, Amarta, that's a reflection of love. And the Zohar says, Mr. Brewer quotes the Zohar, if a Kohen does not love certain people in the crowd, or vice versa, he should not duchen. And it's dangerous for the Kohen. Says the Mr. Brewer quotes this in Sifkat Alam and Zion. Kohen shatzibur sonimoso. Oh, who sonias atzibur? Sakana le kohen emises kapov. Valachain yetzi mi besaknesses kodim ritzei. Im enu yachol la kufes yitzro ul hasir hasin amilibo. If a Kohen has difficulty removing the sinna that he has for certain, the kihila, then he can't duchen. Can't duchen. Not good. Okay. Let's continue. So that's the bracha. Vaiter kiyakar akre my Omar, when the Kohen is going up to Duchin and he's Oker Raglov, as we said yesterday, what does he say on the way up? Yirazamafanecha Hashem Elokeinu. Shetehe bracha zusha tzivi son of Avarech Hazamcha Yisrael. Lo yeheba michshol v'yavon. Let there not be any michshol in the bracha that I'm giving them. So does that mean in the bracha? That I shouldn't say it wrong? Or every bracha, the more you have, the more that one might be boi b'akadosh baruch hu. That's why the Mefarshim point out that every bracha v'yirchas kohanim has, it's a double. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yo'er v'yichunecha. Well, because each bracha needs a shmira. Yisa V'yasem, rather chashalom. So maybe that's what he's saying. The bracha should be a bracha, but it should be a bracha that's only l'tova. V'chi mahadir ape mitzibur amai amar. And when the kohen turns back, we're a different minhagim. When the kohen turns around, the minhag of most is to turn around to face the kohal during the bracha. But then afterwards they turn back to the front. So as they turn back to the front, this is what they should say: May amar. Adrei Rav Chisda Rav Ukva V'darash Ribona Shalolam Asina Masha Gazarta Aleinu. We did our job. Asei Manu Masha Iftachtanu. So now you do your job. Hashkifa Mimon Kotshecha Min Hashamayim. So we gave the bracha, but now you have to do this. 2 points. Number one, Rav Tzvi Pesach writes in a tshuva in the Har Tzvi, how are the Kohanim allowed to add this on? Bal Tosef. Right, we know exactly what the bracha is supposed to be. Yirach Hashem Yishmerecha. Now he adds on Hashem. So the Har Tzvi says, he asks this not only in the context. He asks this, he says, there was a Kohen in his shul that as he comes down from the bima, he answers everybody and says, Bruchim Tia, Bruchim Tia. Say, Shkoye Kohen, Shkoye Kohen, Bruchim Tia. That's another bracha. So is that allowed? Some Kohanim are medakti just to say Shkoyech. Right? That's not a language of a bracha. So, but is there anything dangerous about that in terms of Bal Tosef? Says Rav Tzvi Pesach in the Har Tzvi, Mistaminat. Because the bracha and Bal Tosef is only when you're in the position still of Birchas Kohanim. But if A, you're facing front, or B, you're already down the steps, so then there's not a problem. There's only Bal Tosef in the context of the mitzvah, to be Mosef on the mitzvah. But if you're already off, so then he says there wouldn't be a problem with Bal Tosef, among other answers. But if you're up there, he says if you're up there still, so maybe I wouldn't say Brochim to you. Yeah, I wouldn't say. Maybe it's lifting an iver for a person to say to the Kohen while they're still up there. So wait for the Kohen to come down. And say, Shkoyach, Shkoyach, right? But the Kohen should just not answer back, Shkoyach, or Baruch Tihiyah, because that would be giving a bracha. That's a discussion in the postkin. Why did the Kohen have to say anything after they gave the bracha? Why did they have to say anything? They gave the bracha. They said something before and said something afterwards. So the Ar Sameach writes in Ilchas Tefillah, because when they give a bracha, they have the back to the Aron. Kind of reminds us of that Gemara in Sukkah, when there's a special tefillah said, our forefathers had their back to the Heichal, and we don't, right? They were facing the sun. So you have the Kohanim also, they have their back to the Aron. So the Dafka say a tefillah to make sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, knows that they are focused, right? That's also why we say, Aleinu L'Shabeach by Kiddush Levana, because we don't want anybody to think that we're davening to the moon. Right, that's why there's a lachadchila not to face the moon when you say Kiddush Levana, but that's where the minhag comes from. After we say Kiddush Levana, Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adon HaKol. Right, just in case anybody had any sveikas. Right, we're davening toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav Chisda. Ein HaKohanim Rashon Lakuf. Even if people, if anybody out there knows Kohanim who don't do Daf Yomi, they have to learn these two dafim. Everybody should let all the Kohanim friends know. Okay, I and a Kohanim Rashon Lakuf Kishri Etzbo say, and the Kohanim cannot bend their fingers and not be in their position anymore. Achiyachsru Panam and Atzibor until they've turned back and face front. Their hands have to be outstretched and in the position until they turn their backs to the front from the Tzibor, right? And that is why a chazan, which we'll see in a second, a chazan should not be singing before he starts Sim Shalom. Start Sim Shalom right away, because the Kohanim aren't allowed to turn back to the front until he starts Sim Shalom, and they can't put their hands down and put a Kohen should always start Sim Shalom, the chazan should start Sim Shalom as soon as he can, right after, Shalom and Amen of the Tzibor, to not make it too difficult on the chazan. If you look in the Rishonim here, it's not in the Gemara. If you look in the Rishonim, in a few places, the Tosas Arash quotes it right here on our Gemara. How do the Kohanim's fingers look like? What should they look like when they are, duchening? So we all know, we'll grow up, we'll try to split our fingers like the Kohanim, but it's in the Rishonim. The Tosas Arash here says, Umasha Mechalkin Etzba'oseim Zeu Api Medrash. Meitzitz min acharakim. What do we do? Hashem looks through the windows. Meitzitz min acharakim. So when the Kohanim split their fingers, they do two, and they put their fingers out, there are five windows between their fingers. Right? Between the first two fingers and the next two fingers, between the next two fingers and the thumb, between the thumb and the thumb, between the thumb and the two fingers, between the two fingers and the two fingers. So there are five, areas of, fingers between, and that symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu being meitzitz, down, right? The bracha is coming through the hands. And that is the symbolic nature. Sheshchina lamala mi rosh hashayin, umeitzitz mi bein charki etzbosayin. Umechavnin lasos hey avirin bein shte etzbos. Right? Have kavana to have, make five air spaces between bein shte etzbos l'she etzbos, ubein etzba l'godel, ubein godel l'godel, l'kayim meitzitz ben acharakim. Leave a little space, it seems, between the thumbs also. That's what's quoted in the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Beis. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Sif Yud Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Magbiyim yidim k'neket kitvotein, magbiyim yad yimanis k'sas l'mala me'asmalas, the right hand that dropped higher than the left hand. U'poshtin yudim b'cholkim esposeyim, u'machad v'lasos chamisha avirin. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Make five air spaces, right? K'neget meitis b'nacharakim. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Yesha Kasvu, and there are those that say, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, between each word, if they need to, let's say they stretch their fingers, right? It's harder in Chutz La'aretz where they sing, right? It's longer. But if not, if somebody needs, when you're singing Lachari, you're allowed to stretch, because you're not saying the word there. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Yesha Kasvu, Bein Mila Lamila, V'kol Shekein, Bein Bracha Labracha, Rashoi Lakariv Oz Hagudolim Imha Etzbos, Mishum Ayefut. Meaning, if they're you know, it's hard to keep it outstretched the whole time. That in between the psukim and the like, if one needs, one's allowed to put their stretch their fingers and do that. The Gra argues on this. The Gra, if one follows the minhag of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra argues on the Shulchan Aruch. Kedarko, he says you're allowed to argue on the Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes like the Zohar. The Zohar says all fingers separated. All fingers separated. You don't want just five openings. You want all. It's quoted in the Maaser Rav, Kuf Samach Zayin. Kohanim yafridu kol ha'etzbos. V'lo lasos chamisha avirin. Bedafka. And he quotes, the Magen Avraham quotes the Zohar. No finger should be touching any. Right? Just separate all the fingers. So if somebody has that, follows the minagam of the Gra, right, it's not like we can check. Right? We're not supposed to be looking at the fingers of the Kohanim. But, you know, that's the minag of the Gra. Amr Rabbi Zeira, Amr Rabbi Chizda, Vayter, fourth line. Ein Akari Rashi Likros Kohanim Shiyichla Yika Amen Mipiat Zibur. The Chazan should not call Kohanim until the Amen on the previous bracha is finished. Ein Kohanim Rashi LaHaskel BeBracha Shiyichla Dibur Mipiat Korei. And the Kohanim should not start their bracha until after Kohanim. Right? Nobody should overlap. That's the key in the whole process. Ve'ein atzibur ha'shon la'anus amein, ajetichle birchas bracha mipi ha'kohanim. They shouldn't answer amen until the bracha is completely finished. Ve'ein, even if there's one that's getting a little longer, you gotta wait. Ve'ein ha'kohanim, the kohen mitzido, should it be so much longer than the other kohanim. Ve'ein ha'kohanim ha'shon la'haskel b'bracha acheres, ashichle amein mipi ha'tzibur, and they can't start until after the previous amen. V'yom Rav Zeira Amar V'chizda en hakohanim rashon lachzer peneim en hatzibur ad sheyaschlo shliach tzibur b'sim shalom. As we said, right, you have to go back up to the front. The achronim quote different minhagim about when the kohanim turn towards the tzibur. There's different minhagim about that. But turning back to the front, that's when sim shalom starts. V'ena rashon la'akar ragleim b'leilech ad sheyigmar shliach tzibur sim shalom. And they can't leave until after sim shalom. The Achronim, though, also quote, if there is a Kaddish right afterwards, if it goes right into Tachnun, so right after Sim Shalom, you can go down. But if there's a Kaddish right after, let's say Shabbos morning, so then, because, the Achronim say, because you don't want people giving you Shkoyach during Kaddish, you should stay up there until after Kaddish, and then come down. Because you know people are going to say Shkoyach to the Kohanim. And you don't want that talking during Kaddish. So that's what the Achronim advise. It's not Me'ikar Adin. The Shulchan Aruch says after Sim Shalom. But they advise to stay up there until after Kaddish in order to not cause people to talk. Tzibur, again, is never, this is in general, aren't allowed to answer Amen until the Bracha. Now we're talking about Kriyas HaTorah. Until after the Bracha. After the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, the Ein Akori Rashi LeGros BaTorah, Jikala Amin Piat Tzibur, and the Baal Kore should not start reading the Torah until after the Tzibur finishes Amen. The Ein Hametargem Rashi LaHaskel BaTargum, Jikala Pasuk Mipi Akore. In the days of old, right, the Torah quotes this, and others they used to have it say the Unkelis right after each pasuk, right, and in some Taimanis shuls they still do this Bizvan Hazeh, but the Torah already quotes. We don't understand the Unkelis, so it's not going to help us. So there's no point in doing it. even though there's special, unique qualities to Unkelis, Misinai, but if we're not going to understand it, there's no point in doing it. That's why the minhag has developed in most shuls not to have Targum anymore. But in the days of when they did it, you can't start the Targum until after the Pasuk is completed. And you can't start saying the next Pasuk until the Targum is finished. Period. Once we're on the topic of Kriyas HaTorah, we have some other halachas. Hamaftir benavi sarach sheyikre batorah tchila. The one who gets maftir has to get a, meaning the haftorah, also gets a portion of the Torah also. We know, he reads maftir, the last three psukim, even though you've already had seven alios. Why? Why is that? Because we don't want to have haftnavi equal to Torah. Right? You're going to read Torah, you're going to read Navi. No, even the one who reads Navi gets a little portion of Torah to make sure we know the priority. V'yamar Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Eina maftir rashoi lahaftir benavi, achi golal sefer Torah. The Baal Haftorah is not allowed to start the Haftorah until after Galila is finished. After being golel and closing up the Torah, right, it's beforeish. It's in the Shulchan Aruch also. He's not allowed to start. Why? So that's a big question in the Rishonim. Why is that? So Rashi says, well, you want the people doing Hagba Galila to be able to listen to the Haftorah. So that's why you have to wait. It's unbelievable. What is that unbelievable for? The whole shul has to wait to start the Haftorah because this one guy is not going to be able to concentrate on the Haftorah. It shows you, like, the Rachmana Litzlan, Bavon Hosein Aravim, how many of us closely listen to the Haftorah? You know, we said, well, oh, I couldn't learn the whole landing. Now I can learn. What about during the Haftorah? You're allowed to learn. You have to listen to Haftorah. What? Yirmiyahu and Yeshayo. Most Haftorahs. Others. So it's just, we're so machmed on Tircha de Tzibura, always. Right? We don't say the whole Shemona Esrei of weekday on Shabbos, because it's Tircha de Tzibura. Right? If we're going to have to roll the Torah, no, you don't have to. And here, we don't care. No, it's okay. Tircha de Tzibura, but he has to hear the Haftorah. He has to be able to concentrate. Right? Unbelievable. That's all right. There are others, other Rishonim give other reasons. The Meiri here says, because if you don't finish, maybe you'll forget to be goal of the Sefer Torah properly. If you don't finish it beforehand, any other, maybe it's a issue of chavilos. You have to finish one before the other, right? Either way, but it's a halacha that all Gabayim should know about. That the Baal, even if the Tzibur is being lochets and saying, start, until, it's a before shalacha, until Hagba Galila is finished, you can't start the Haftorah. Rashi explains in the days of old, they, around the bima, they used to put like silk and garments to dress it up when they laned. So, after you take the Torah off, you should not remove those silken garments either, until, because of Kavod HaTzibur. Shouldn't remove it, until afterwards. They used to keep the Sefer Torah somewhere else in a different area. They just brought it to the shul for laning. So you can't leave until after the Torah leaves. V'yaniach bimkomo. That's a question about whether that, those two words are in the Girsa. U'shmuel amar ashayetze. No, the Shmuel says not until the Torah is taken, but until the Torah is actually outside. V'lo pligi hadika pischa achrina hadalaka pischa achrina. It depends. If there's another door, the Torah is going out. So as the Torah starts going out one door, you can go out the other door. But if it's going out the same door, then you have to wait for the Torah to go first. Amarava barahini azbrili achrei Hashem alokeichem teleichu. That's the remez of following the Torah. Following Hashem. Yes, the Gemara we had earlier, back in the end of the first parak, darshan from this pasuk that we should follow in the ways of Hashem. You can't follow Hashem actually, but there's also a remez here that to follow the Torah. One is not allowed to leave during laning. During the actual laning, it's a Mefurish Halach and Shulchan Aruch, one cannot leave. Between Aliyos, if there is a Tzorich, then one can leave. But during laning, then it's that's Aser. That's not allowed to. Bizman Shakonim of Archimus on Mahin Omrim. When the Kohanim are giving a bracha to the Am, what should the people say? Again, the Minog is not to say this, but the Gemara says, to express the fact that we appreciate the bracha that Hashem is giving us, so which psukim express that best. Amar Bzeir, Amar Vchizda, Barchu Hashem Malachav, Giborei Koach Vegomer, Barchu Hashem Kol Tzva'av, Mishar Sav, Osei Ritzono, Barchu Hashem Kol Ma'asav, Bechol Mokomos Memshalto, Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem. Right, three psukim to parallel the three psukim of Birchas Kohanim. B'musvei Deshav Samahin Omrim, Amar Rav Asi, Shira Malos, Hinei Barchu Az Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Vegomer, Suyidechem Kozashu Barchu Az Hashem, Baruch Hashem Yitzion Shecheni Yerushalayim Haleluka. The third pasuk is from a different parak of Tehillim. So ask the Gemara of Alei Manami Yivrech Hashem Yitzion Tiksiv Ba'u and Yana. There's three in the same parak. Kuf Lamed Aled. What do you have to jump to Kuf Lamed Hey? Am Rabbi Yehuda Breder Shimon Pazi Mitoch Shehizchel Bebrachosav Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Because are you talking about blessing Hashem or Hashem blessing you? Because the first two are about you blessing Hashem, so to speak. So Messiah, Bebrachos Hashem Lakadosh Baruch Hu. So you also that you skip a parak to mention a bracha related to you blessing Hashem, not Yivrecha Hashem Mitzion, because that one has to do with Hakadosh Baruch Hu giving a bracha to you. Okay, we'll stop here by Benchasa to Tanisa. But Hashem, we finish up next time with the rest of Birchas Kohanim, and then we get into other mitzvos. We have the brachas of the Kohen Gadol, what he did on Yom Kippur, and other inyanim coming up as we get into the last week or so of this exciting Masechta. Okay, we'll stop here.